Yorkton. Bears will be hitting the ice this weekend at Westland Arena when the Terriers host the Flin Flon Bombers in their December 3 matchup. This is something that hockey in general has adopted throughout the years just to kind of give back to kids that may not be able to get a gift for Christmas, said Grayson Neufeld, director of marketing and public relations for the Terriers, adding, it's just something that we like to do in the holiday season that gives these kids an opportunity to get a gift. The concept originated with the Kamloops Blazers in 1993, read an article on Wikipedia, noting, the first recorded teddy bear toss occurred on December 5, 1993, and the tradition spread quickly through the Canadian Hockey League and around the world. We donate all of our bears to the Salvation Army here in Yorkton, said Neufeld. They give them out to the kids over the holiday season. They go to hospitals and they give them to sick kids. It's just something that everybody else has been doing and it's great for the Terriers and giving back to the community. Though the Terriers shouldn't have any trouble scoring, Neufeld said he has a backup plan. Well, if they don't score, then I guess I'm running down to Flin Flon's coach and telling him to pull the goalie, said Neufeld with a laugh, noting the teddy bears would be thrown on the ice at the end of the game if the team went without a goal. Those wishing to take part in the event should bring a teddy bear to the December 3 game to throw on the ice after the Terriers score. In addition to the teddy bear toss, the team is offering free admission to first responders who offer proof of employment in their respective fields.